President White, you've called an admissions conference for next Wednesday to discuss how to implement the recommendations of the Admissions Review Commission. How long do you expect it will take to get something in place?
We need to have these reforms in place for the 2009-2010 admission season, which begins in a month, because the tens of thousands of applicants to the University of Illinois and their families need to have total confidence that the University of Illinois has understood the problems that have come out in the investigation, and that we are fixing them, and that they will participate in a fair, objective, transparent, and equal access admissions process. So that's what we're going to do.
The report also calls for the elimination of the Category I list. Why hasn't that been done already, or has it been?
We suspended the Category I list early in the summer, pending the results of the investigation. Without question, Category I is going to be terminated and never resuscitated, and the same will be true of anything else like it in the university.
The report says that you failed to exercise appropriate oversight of people who took part in admissions-related abuses, and that you personally participated in admissions applications in a manner inconsistent with university-sanctioned principles of ethical conduct and fair dealing. Do you accept those criticisms?
Well, I accept responsibility for my conduct. It is not my responsibility to evaluate my own performance. The Board of Trustees does that, and I'm confident the Board of Trustees will.
The chairman of the commission has said that they don't want to micromanage, so they're not talking specifically what should happen to administrators. But, of course, you know that there are a lot of people outside the commission who have been calling for you and Chancellor Herman to leave. Can you make a case for staying?
Well, my future at the university is a matter strictly between the Board of Trustees, to which I report, and me. And I will confine my conversations to the board.
The report focuses on problems at the Urbana campus. Were there problems with the admissions process at the other two campuses?
Not to our knowledge. We have examined admissions at, you know, in highly selected parts of the university. You can look to the report for the commission's view of the answer to your question, but we've done our best to understand where these problems exist, and it appears that they occurred on the Urbana campus.
Besides suspending the Category I list, are there other things that you or other administrators have already done to change the admissions process?
Well, I know that on the Urbana campus, where these problems appear to have occurred, the chancellor and the administration throughout the summer have been grappling with what went wrong and what are we going to do about it. I believe that their planning will now dovetail starting next Wednesday with the commission's recommended reforms. I intend to ensure that our admissions reforms are university-wide, all three campuses. It may well be that the practices being recommended are already being done on the other campuses, but I think what we now need to have is a uniform high standard of conduct extending to everybody, starting with and including the president, by the way, with regard to how we manage admissions. So we'll be getting after that next Wednesday.